The new regulations were approved with little fanfare.
Item 65, require restricted use permits for e-cigarette stores.
Motion to adopt.
Second by Councilmember Scanlon.
The South District's Christopher Scanlon says the e-cigarette market is relatively new, so the stores don't have restrictions like other businesses.
Such as food stores that are looking to sell shaving cream, toilet paper, things of that nature, are required to navigate the city's permits and inspections department.
Scanlon says e-cigarette stores are literally popping up overnight and oversaturating some city neighborhoods. And he says the Food and Drug Administration is not regulating the juice used for vaping.
Through discussions with the health department, we've come to realize how dangerous that can be. They're mixing up to combine these flavors, and it can be quite harmful. And I don't know much about it, but I'm willing to bet the majority of these proprietors are not chemists.
Along with regulating e-cig retailers, Council President Darius Pridgen says the city will be adding the use of e-cigarettes or vaping to its indoor smoking ban. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.